The end of Q1 is here, and something else will end soon. Only 22 new items have been added to the roadmap this week. Quite unusual for the end of Q1. Anyways, we are starting with the Power BI new sharing experience. This update will introduce a new sharing capability that will allow us to share reports with people within our organization through shareable links. In addition, it will be also streamlined throughout the whole Microsoft 365 experience. The rollout will begin and be completed between April 29th and April 30th. And a tenant admin option for the feature will be available earlier around April 2nd to April 7th. Over the last couple of months, Microsoft invested quite some time into the Microsoft 365 Defender product family. Not only are many services now easier accessible at the Microsoft 365 Security Center, but also simply better. Microsoft Defender for Identity is also part of this family. The next step is extending functionality from Defender for Identity into the Microsoft 365 Security Center will be provided to the full alert and investigation experience. This will also include the administrative functions and is coming in May and June this year. Out of the mentioned 22 new roadmap items, 8 belong to Microsoft Viva. Coming in May, topics in Microsoft Search in Bing, which will display topic cards in search results when Microsoft Search is invoked from a Bing search. Just a question, are you actually using Bing? Well, anyways. Coming in July, support for types of topics. This will add support for categories or types of topics such as projects, products, or organizations. This will become helpful for sure. And the other 6 roadmap items are currently planned for a release in December. As there is most likely a change somewhere on the road, we won't go into depth here. But there are cool things like improvements for topic management, topics in Yammer preview, and extended language support. Added on Wednesday, Outlook introducing suggested replies in Outlook for Windows. When you receive a message, the email can be answered with a short response. Outlook will suggest 3 different responses that you can use to reply with a couple of clicks. This capability already exists in Outlook on the web and in Outlook for iOS and Outlook for Android. And it's planned for release this month. Let's see if Microsoft is that fast to add and release a feature within 1 week. When you've been online this week, you most likely saw that people were talking about our next feature, Microsoft Teams Co-Organizer Meeting Role. Coming in June, organizers will be able to share the control by assigning the new co-organizer role to people they invite. Co-organizers will have almost all of the capabilities of the organizer, including management of meeting options and more. I would see myself as a standard user in Microsoft Teams and not too often organizer, but I get the importance for those people. Let's wait for June and see how it turns out. I got no real feature of the week, to be honest, but something else was quite interesting. Microsoft has partnered in the past with User Voice, a third-party service to communicate with customers and collect feedback. Microsoft has used it heavily to get our feedback. We provide that feedback and voted on many different ideas. Microsoft is moving away from User Voice feedback sites throughout the year of 2021 on a product-by-product basis, and they are looking to move to a first-party solution. Boom, quite a statement. My guess, it will be moved to specific Yammer communities, as you can now do almost the same exact thing. In addition, Microsoft has improved guest access just recently. If you have a different idea, let me know. Last but certainly not least, happy birthday SharePoint. I'm in love with you since 2009, sometimes more, sometimes less. Happy 20th birthday. Thanks to every person on the SharePoint team for creating the product I still love and always will. Also, thanks to every person in the community creating content on SharePoint. Without you and communities like SharePoint Stack Exchange or SharePoint Community, I wouldn't have a chance to learn that much about content types, JSON, XML, SharePoint Destroyer, SharePoint Designer, sorry, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to this week's kind of classic episode, and I hope you tune in next Sunday.